So the question was asked, should a person stay away from someone who has kas? So in general, we try to stick around people who have good traits. Chazal said that we become the people who we are around. It affects who we are. You stick around someone who curses a lot, the next time you stub your toe, a curse word will come to your mind. Yesterday I gave shiur and I used the word where I don't remember ever using the word. And I went home all night, and this morning I tried thinking, how did that word come to my mind? It's not a word I use. The word was shiksa. It doesn't have to be a dirty word, no. I've never used that word. I don't remember ever using that word, because I think every person has to be used described with a term that's respectful, and that's probably a little bit less than respectful. And I regretted using the word, and I kept trying to remember, why did that word come to mind? And then I remembered I was around someone who used that word a lot, and then it, okay, so they, when I had to use a word, that was the word that came to mind. But that's the way we are. You know, we tend to resemble the people we're around, whether we like it or not. So we always opt to choose better circles to be around. On the other hand, if a person can say, I'm not going to be around people who have bad traits, he might find himself sitting alone in the lunchroom, right? If we start analyzing everyone's imperfections, then we'll see that everyone's imperfect. And that's not our job. So we try to find a good location to be. The one trait that you're describing, anger, so that's a trait specifically which can be very harmful, like you said, to people who are around someone who's angry. Outbursts and stuff like that can really hurt a person. And Chazal warned us that an angry person, Ish Hashem Ma'atzal Leruchu, is capable of a lot. So if a person is angry in an unusual way, like you're saying, with outbursts and things like that, there I think it's a good idea, not because I'm worried about learning from the traits as much as I'm worried of the harmful effects. But again, I would not say about traits that we should start looking at people's traits and saying I'll stay away from him because of his traits and him because of his traits. If a guy has outbursts, it's not healthy for us to be around him. Emotionally, it's not good for us. So that's just practical. Other than that, unless we feel or we sense this guy's unusually cruel or he laughs at people, he mocks at people, if we see a specific trait that someone has, then I would stay away from it. But in general, I don't think we can live our lives looking that way at people. We have to see the positive in people, the good in people. I think, but again, here I'm telling you my own logic. I don't have a source that I'm quoting.